The 17th of November 1989 did not begin dramatically. It was the 50th anniversary of the execution of 9 Prague students who had led protests in 1939 against the German occupation. Various officially sanctioned commemorations were taking place, and the centre of Prague was filled with students.
Kde jinde začít informaci o 17. listopadu 1989 než ve staroslavném Karolínu. Historická aula univerzity Karolínu.
Czechoslovak radio reported from the official ceremony in the morning at Charles University, where, as always on these occasions, it was the Socialist Youth Union that took center stage. But this was just a week after the fall of the Berlin Wall, and change was in the air.
Pod večer se pak přišly stovky chlapců a děvčat s kytkou a zapálenou svíčkou v ruce poklonit památce Jana Opletala do míst, kde v roce 1939 šel pohřební průvod jeho rakví.
Shromáždění a průvod. In the afternoon, thousands of students carrying flowers and candles joined a march along the route taken by the funeral procession of Jan Opletal, who had been shot and killed during the protests back in 1939. Again, Czechoslovak radio gave the impression that nothing out of the ordinary was happening.
Shromáždění a průvod uspořádala Pražská městská vysokoškolská rada.
But then the newsreader added one further sentence.
Podle posledních informací se slavnostních okamžiků pokoušejí někteří lidé zneužít k protisocialistickým provokacím.
Reports are coming in that certain people are attempting to abuse this solemn occasion for anti-socialist provocations. The certain people were in fact many thousands of students who had continued their peaceful march into the centre of Prague. Calling for democratic reform, they ended up in the street Národní třída, which links the National Theatre to Wenceslas Square. There they were stopped, and riot police broke up the demonstration with unprecedented force. The next day, Czechoslovak radio, at the time still firmly in the hands of the regime, reported that 17 protesters and 7 policemen had been injured. Its report continued.
Už v průběhu této akce byly snahy učinit z ní demonstrativní vystoupení proti socialistickému společenskému zřízení.
In the course of the event, there were attempts to turn it into a demonstration against the socialist system, the Communist Party of Czechoslovakia and the government. This was confirmed as the situation developed, and in the evening the crowd, on the instigation of various people, headed towards the city centre. Peace and public order were breached. After repeated appeals, some of the people went away, but around 2,000 continued to demonstrate and behaved increasingly aggressively. In order to reinstate peace and order, police riot units were employed.
Obnovení pořádku a klidu zakročily pořádkové jednotky veřejné bezpečnosti.
As we can hear, Czechoslovak radio was not at the vanguard of the Velvet Revolution, and in the first dramatic days was broadcasting only the official version of events. But by November the 19th, with demonstrations in the streets continuing, a distinct shift in the radio's reporting could be detected.
Václavské náměstí bylo ještě v 17 hodin zaplněno, těžko odhadovat, ale...
At 5 in the afternoon, Wenceslas Square was filled with people. It's hard to say, but I probably wouldn't be exaggerating if I said there were around 100,000 people here, mostly young people and children, but all generations were here. The participants were shouting slogans, discussing in groups. Their shouts and banners displayed their dissatisfaction. They were calling for political pluralism, free elections, dialogue and radical reforms.
Svobodné volby, skutečný dialog a radikální reformy.
The language of this report contrasts dramatically with what the radio had previously been broadcasting. By now it was clear that major change was underway, even in Czechoslovak radio.